from my interview with Barbara Chabaga. Here's how surviving a terrorist attack changes your life.
When I sat there, you know, you're sitting in this dark room and I was thinking about my life. I'm like, okay, so I might die today. Probably, I'll probably die today. Because, you know, you'd hear the grenades all over from the top. You could hear the terrorists shouting. You'd hear people screaming. And, of course, you know that person has been killed at that point. And we knew that for sure they were going to find us. That's what we thought. You know, they'll find us. And I prayed and I did everything I asked. And I just told God, please just spare my life this one time. And if you do, you know, I'm going to actually live my life to the fullest. It went on and on. And you'd hear the grenades. So you know when that grenade is rolling on the floor, and then it would explode?
Wow.
When you roll a pen on top of a table,
right,
it makes a similar sound. And I never knew that until after that ordeal. And a pen rolling on the floor would terrify, on a table would terrify me.
Tell me about when you came home and saw your daughter.
Oh my gosh. It was the most emotional thing. So when I left, so my husband, we were being taken to a place, a center. And then my husband came to pick me from there. And then we went home, and I think I was completely numb. I was in shock. You know, it is the most. I was actually the last group of people to be saved. Mm. And after that, you know, the place was. They did a lot of horrible things in there. And then I got home. My daughter was asleep because I got home around 8 p.m. And I got to the mall at 11 a.m. So you can imagine the time we were rescued, it was about 7 p.m. And, you know, I just broke down and I cried. I could not, you know, I actually had told myself, okay, so this is the last day of your life, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember chatting to my husband on my phone before that, then my phone died. And it was very emotional, very, very emotional. And I remember one of the things my brother used to always tell me, he's like, Barbara, you need to be more impulsive in your life. So, because I used to be very structured. I would take a very long time to make decisions. Should I do this? I'm like, no, maybe I should, you know? So those are some of the little things that I said I really wanted to change in my life. I wanted to be happier. I wanted to do things more, you know, to be more impulsive. To do things that scare me. And one of them was that I never thought I could quit my job and leave. At that time, I was assistant manager for the actuarial services and microinsurance. But so at that point, I made the decision that I was going to leave.